And with that final change to the agenda, we will adopt the agenda as amended and move to agenda item 2, which is the report by me of the 65th session of the Executive Committee. Delegates, you have this report. It is available to you, and I will therefore do nothing more than highlight major discussion that took place at that Executive Committee, which met from June 28th to the 1st of July last week. So please turn to the full report for your reference. A major function of the Executive Committee, as you know, in recent years has been its critical review function. And I'm happy to say that the Executive Committee, as has been observed by Dr. Yuzi, is increasingly carrying out that function with confidence and even-handedness. The first piece of work was the critical review for the elaboration of standards and texts that are before the Commission for adoption, with the goal that the work done proceeded according to Codex procedures. All texts at Step 5, at Step 8, 5, 8, and 5 were recommended for adoption. In some cases, there were notes about endorsements needed and so forth. Another important function of the Executive Committee is the monitoring of standards development, standards as they are being developed in committees throughout the year. In this function, the Executive Committee helps keep track of standards' progress to ensure that they move forward with appropriate speed and efficiency, and we sometimes make suggestions or ask questions if work seems to be moving forward too slowly or in a direction not consistent with the terms of reference. But this is a critical function for us. We did discuss budget and financial matters. I will spend no time on that because we will have an opportunity to discuss these items in this commission. But I will point out one contribution that the Executive Committee has made to the Codex budget. We have decided as a group, having looked at our work over the last several years, that we collectively determined we do not need an in-between Codex session, a winter session. We recommend that we will have Executive Committee sessions now only immediately preceding the Commission, thereby saving the Codex budget at least $260,000. This makes a heavier meeting for us, but we determined that it was not unendurably heavier, and it saves the Codex budget money. We discussed implementation of the Codex strategic plan, the one that is guiding our work today, and discussed its general implementation status. You can read in the report what we had to say. We spent much more time discussing preparation of the next Codex strategic plan, which will take us into the future, the plan for 2014 to 2019. We propose to proceed, having discussed a draft strategic plan prepared by the Bureau as sort of a zero draft, a draft to react to, we discussed at that Executive Committee meeting last week. And going forward, the Executive Committee will develop a revised draft strategic plan. The member for North America will collect and compile comments from all Executive Committee members, and the revised draft will be presented at the next session of the Executive Committee for further discussion. On that note, I would like to ask you, Commission members, to acknowledge and thank the work of the Codex Executive Committee members who, along with their advisors, have already been hard at work on your behalf for a full week. So, I want you to know who they are. So I'm going to call the names of each member. Please stand and hold your applause until they're all standing. Vice Chair Ben Menyindo, Mr. Vice Chair Sanjay Dave, Vice Chair Knut Ostergaard, Member from Africa Usman Touré, Member for Asia Yukiko Yamada, who unfortunately can't be with us today. Member for Europe, Michael White. Not here. Member for Latin America and the Caribbean, Gabriela Catalani. Member for the Near East, Yassine Kayat. Member for North America, Karen Stuck. Member for Southwest Pacific, Greg Reed. Coordinator for Africa, Professor Seifa Dede. Coordinator for Asia, Bambang Setiadi. Coordinator for Europe, Christoph Kwiatek. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, Andrea Barrios. Coordinator for the Near East, Mohamed Chokri. Coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific, Viliani Manu. These people have worked long and hard for you on your behalf. They deserve your thanks. Thank you. I will next turn to the Secretary, who will discuss item 15.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is to inform the Commission how we are going to proceed about the election of the Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the Executive Committee who have to be renewed because they came to the end of the term. So at this stage, it is just to indicate that we are going to proceed in sequence, and the first step is the election of the Chair. So as was indicated in the timetable that was distributed to all of us, from today at lunchtime, the forms for the nomination of the chairperson of the commission will be available. It is from today at lunchtime until tomorrow, Tuesday, at lunchtime. So you have one day. The nomination forms will be available at the head table from the Secretariat. And just to give the following information after that, if there is need for an election, it will be tomorrow evening after the session, after which on Wednesday morning, the form for the nomination of the vice chairs will be available from when we start the session on Wednesday until 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, and then the election would proceed, if necessary, on Wednesday evening after the session. And the last stage will be the appointment of the election of the members elected on a geographical basis. The nomination forms will be available Thursday morning from the beginning of the session until 3 in the afternoon. And if there is a need for election, that will take place on Thursday afternoon. So now the first stage for today until tomorrow lunchtime, the nomination forms for the chair of the commission will be available from the head table. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Are there any questions regarding this procedure, process, where forms are available or when? I see no flags.